This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Sitting in the morning sun.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. The news, Manny Machado may be moved, and they're talking about he wants to play shortstop. We'll take him here. Let's give up one of those outfielders and not Paul DeJong, though. All right, let's talk with one of our favorites, Ryan Kelly. Ryan, what do you have for us today, young man?
I have mortgage talk. Mortgage talk and more mortgage talk. People love that about me, right? And just one of the craziest things is when I do get out of the office and I'm not with my family, let's just say I'm in a group of guys and we're watching the game, nothing I enjoy more than not talking about mortgages. But from 7A to 7P, that's what I do. I built the homeowner expert business. Wasn't that long ago. It was just me out on the road by myself, pregnant wife at home, and I was knocking on doors all around the Richmond Heights and West County area asking to do people's loans. Fast forward 10 years later, I have three kids, no longer one. I'm not knocking on doors anymore, but those lessons I learned in those early years are so valuable. Sitting at people's kitchen tables, talking to them about their mortgage, what they liked about the last refinance or what they didn't like, and learning. That's something that my competition, I don't think, ever had the chance to, the opportunity to have, to sit at these tables and listen to client stories. And customer service is number one. I'll tell you this. If your current mortgage rate's not in the twos, if your rate's not in the twos, it's worth a five-minute call to my office. No charge. Let's see how low I can rate, how much money I can save you, how much cash I can get out, maybe even get rid of that PMI. 314-781-9700. That's 781-9700. Always online at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. My company's The Home Expert LLC. Frank, appreciate it. Let me jump on. Good to have you back. I'm going to hang up and listen now, sir.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much. Ryan Kelly joining us on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. All right, let's talk Evan Longoria here just for a moment. We hear his name being talked about. In a lot of ways, he's been talked about, if you want Colomé, well, you're going to have to take this contract too. Now, at one time, Evan Longoria was one of the best in baseball. Last year, it was 20 home runs, 86 RBIs, .313 on base, and a .737 OPS. How would you feel about Evan Longoria manning third base for the Cardinals next season if it helps to yield you a knockout closer?
That to me is the deciding factor. Longoria by himself doesn't excite me all that much. He's on the wrong side of 30. You mentioned his OPS plus was 100, so he was every bit of league average last year as a hitter. But if he's a part of a package as regards to salary absorption that allows you to get Chris Archer or Alex Colomé, fine. That shouldn't stop you from getting it, and then I'm okay with Longoria being on the team.
Contract-wise with Longoria, and let's face it, this is one of the reasons that you would have to take him is because of the money he's making. He's got how much left at this? Let's see here.
He signed through year 2022 with a team option for 2023 that comes with a $5 million buyout.
So through 22, so that's a long time.
Yeah, that'll go through his age 36 season.
Wow. And you, as Brian pointed out, he is a descending player at age 31 right now. So, I don't know.
He's got $81 million left on that contract, not counting the buyout or the team option. So you're looking at least $86 million committed to Evan Longoria the rest of the way. But again, if that means Archer is here, if that means you have a closer entering spring training who you trust, I'm okay with it.
Just imagine as we speak right now, the numerous possibilities of potential third baseman for the Cardinals next season. Longoria, Donaldson, DeJong, Machado, Jerko, Carpenter. Like six different guys just off the top of your head there. Boy, that's
Yeah, it's a bit of an issue for the Cardinals. And it's been a problem for a couple of years before it was second baseman. They had a lot of second baseman on the team. Now it's a lot of third baseman.
Yeah. I got a feeling that one of these names that we're not that's on the Cardinal roster that we haven't even discussed being traded is going to be moved. Don't you agree?
Mo has worked that way before, trading guys who, well, I think John Jay was that way in the Jed Jerko trade. We were all surprised. We were on the air when the Alan Craig deal went through with Joe Kelly to Boston for John Lackey. I wouldn't be surprised. Pete mentioned Colton Wong. I guess I'm not quite sure who would replace him, but that's certainly a guy he would look to move.
Yeah, I mean, just with all the first and third base options, if they're going to prioritize Matt Carpenter.
Yeah, I mean, what if you did move him and DeJong ends up at second and Machado ends up at short and your third baseman could be Longoria? Or I don't want Carpenter at third.
No, and then I also wonder then if Carpenter's the guy maybe that we haven't spoken too much about who might be moved elsewhere.
Because, you know, say what you will about Carpenter, but he's got two huge things going for him. A team-friendly contract, if you compare it to others, and then number two, that incredible on-base percentage for a leadoff guy over the last 5 years. So, I mean, Carpenter is so lightly regarded here in St. Louis. Don't you think the perception of Carpenter, his image, at least by hardcore people, is at an all-time low?
Yeah. Yes. And it's mainly because he doesn't have the traditional stats, but he's more of like the modern-day player.
Yeah.
And it's just hard for those who maybe aren't as well, you know, informed on those things to appreciate a guy like him.
Well, I think with Carpenter, I think it is a little bit of familiarity breeds contempt in that you've seen him make kind of the similar mistake quite a few times where maybe a guy who might follow the Cardinals on the outside hasn't witnessed that. We've seen the base running blunders. We've seen the mistakes sometimes fielding, not so much at first base, but at times at third base and second base, he wasn't quite as polished, running through stop signs, that god-awful play against San Francisco, followed by him kind of blaming his teammates for said god-awful play. I think that has kind of rubbed fans the wrong way, and that's why they're looking elsewhere for a Carpenter.
Money's not a factor here. If you could have one guy play first base and hit in the lineup, somewhere in the lineup, for the next 2 years. That's the length of Carpenter's contract. Carpenter or Hosmer, who would you rather have?
Carpenter. Matt Carpenter.
All right, we will take a short time out before we go to break. Quick word about the First Tee of Greater St. Louis. They sponsor the text lines here on the press box. They're an international youth developmental organization introducing the game of golf and its values to young people. Through after-school and in-school programs, they help to shape the lives of young people from all walks of life by reinforcing values like integrity, respect, perseverance through the game of golf, and it's making a difference. Our mission is to impact the lives of young people in the greater St. Louis area by providing educational programs that build character, instill life-enhancing values, and promote healthy choices through the game of golf. The goals of the First Tee of Greater St. Louis are to see participants graduate from high school and on with the game of life. We appreciate them being a great sponsor. Martin Kilcoyne when we come back.